at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their book, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Money Pit is presented by the Metal Roofing Alliance. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so happy to be with you today on this beautiful fall weekend. We hope you're enjoying the brisk weather, the beautiful colors, and all the projects you like to get done this time of year when the weather is good for working inside and out. Now, if you've got questions on projects that you need to get done, if you're stuck in the middle or you don't know how to begin, reach out to us right now. A couple of ways to do that. You can simply go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button and record your question right there. Also, you can pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, we're going to start by talking about leaking tubs and showers. They can be a real mess to deal with, but it turns out that a lot of these happen because the tub or the shower were never caulked or grouted right to begin with. So we're going to tell you the one surprising place. It's almost sneaky how the water gets in there, but it causes tubs and showers to leak every single time. The good news is it's easy to fix fast. We'll explain just ahead.
And if you've been thinking about a remodeling project and you're wondering what to do with your ceiling, I bet there's one type that you've totally ruled out, and that's a drop ceiling. We're going to share why you might want to give these easy-to-install tiles a second look.
And thermostats can make the difference between a very costly heating bill and one that's not. So we're going to share a strategy to help you avoid the top three thermostat mistakes without giving up any comfort.
But first, is there a project that you're stuck in the middle of, or really one that you don't even know where to get started? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck is what we do. We're like virtual WD-40. It doesn't matter what your question is. We're good for 1,001 uses.
Or at least 1,001 answers. So give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we're heading out to Mississippi. We've got Caitlin on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
My husband and I just bought our first house. It's a 1977 Cape in Massachusetts. It had a lot of surprises for us. The oil tank sprang a leak. We had carpenter ants in the kitchen and had to gut our kitchen all within the first week. One of the things we did know coming into it was that the windowsills were pretty punky. Had some water damage. And they're actually even more rotten than we realized. I was going to try and use some wood epoxy and wood hardener to fill that windowsill, but it's rotten to the lip, and so there's not really something to fill into, if that makes sense. Would love to hear your thoughts on a stopgap solution short of actually replacing those windowsills right now.
Hey, Caitlin, so sorry that you had all those problems so early into this new home of yours, but you know what? It's going to be great when you get it fixed up. Let's talk about those wood sills. You know, you asked for the stopgap measure. That is filling those rotted areas with epoxy. Now, I'm not quite sure to what extent the rot is. I mean, if the entire sill is completely destroyed, then you probably can't do much other than to replace it. But if it's just chunks of it that are, you can use a wood hardener first. The wood hardener will take all that soft, mushy, rotted wood and solidify it. And second, after that dries, then you could use the wood epoxy to fill it in. I like the wood epox line that's made by Abatron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N. That wood epox line has all the products that you need. I've used it in some really unusual places. I've used it on fascia. I've used it to when I was changing locks and needed to move a very big hole, only about a half inch, which is really hard to do without filling in the old ones, so I filled it in with the wood epox. It worked great. So take a look at the wood epox by Abatron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N. Now, I know that you're assuming that replacing those sills is going to be a massive project, but I have found that replacing just the exterior portion of it, not so bad. So you could make up some sill stock, which is basically wood that's milled to sort of take the shape of the old sill, and then cut out the rot and attach the new stuff, and then prime it and paint it. That's a possibility. A good carpenter can do that, of course. So I think you have a couple of options, but I wouldn't give up on the idea of filling it in with epoxy, because that stuff's pretty darn amazing these days, and it really does replace all the wood that rotted away.
All right, heading out to Arizona, we've got Jim on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
And it's a pretty simple product that I've not seen.
Okay.
It's like a typical house
mm-hmm.
with a kitchen sink and two bowls in the kitchen sink.
Okay.
A small one and a large one.
Yep.
And a smaller one, we typically will put soap and warm water in the morning to wash the morning dishes. And then by an hour, that water is cold, soapy water.
Right.
And I got to thinking, there's got to be some kind of an insulating blanket that you could buy or manufacture or somehow create to keep that water warm and that wastewater warming it up again.
That's an interesting idea. I don't think there's a commercial product for that. I've never seen it. But if you happen to have a very cold under cabinet area, I could see where that could potentially be annoying. So your challenge would be just simply to insulate this as much as possible. Now, along the back wall, where the back of the cabinet is on an exterior wall, if you could add a piece of foam insulation, which is available in all sorts of thicknesses, so it depends on what you have and how you can get it back in, you're probably going to have to cut it in pieces. That will help a little bit. On the bowl itself, one idea that I would have is that you may be able to spray this with foam insulation like a Great Stuff. Now, there's two different types of Great Stuff. One is designed to expand, and one is designed not to expand. And if you use the one that doesn't expand, it's not going to, like, stretch your cabinet frame or anything like that. It's the kind that's designed for windows and doors, because what would happen is people would use the expandable foam insulation in a window or door cavity, and then it would swell so much, it would expand so much, and the window gets stuck shut where it was. So if you use the kind that's designed for windows and doors, you may be able to get that. It's pretty sticky stuff. It may be able to adhere to the underside of that sink. And so I think this is going to be an experiment to see if you can figure out something that works. So I understand the question. It doesn't have a straight, you know, forward, this is the product designed for that, because it's just not something that I think you're going to find available. So you got to get creative, which means you got to form your own insulation. And lastly, you know, you could just take a piece of fiberglass blanket, maybe one that's encapsulated on both sides. There's different types of encapsulated insulation, and create your own blanket around there, and maybe with a series of zip ties, hold it in place. So I think you're going to have to design your own, sir, okay, because I don't think it's available commercially.
So maybe I just get some blue board and glue. And
go for it. Yep. All right. Good luck with that project, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, leaking tubs and showers, they can be a real mess to deal with, but a lot of those leaks occur because your tub or your shower may never have been caulked or grouted correctly to begin with. We're going to tell you how to stop those leaks for good after this.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this autumn-y weekend? I love it that we are finally in November. Soon we're all going to be making turkeys and having a Thanksgiving meal. We won't be able to forget and be stuffed ourselves. Well, whatever projects you are working on, are you going to be a do-it-yourselfer? Well, if you are, let us help make sure that you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer. We're going to give you some ideas and solutions to do things the right way by listening to the Money Pit podcast. You can follow along at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. Heading out to Tennessee where we've got Donna on the line with a kitchen question. What's going on?
We have three lights above our island. And okay. They are square, but I am having trouble getting them to hang straight so that they're all square with the island.
So the wires are twisting a little bit?
I guess. They have rods on them, and we have fairly tall ceilings.
I have a feeling that what's going on here is that the rod is twisted where it goes into the junction box at the top. So it's not easy because you have to get up there and actually adjust the position of that rod. You know, it's kind of those little things you don't think about. If they were round lights, it wouldn't make any difference. But because they're square, you know, you've got to like adjust them or twist them until they line up again. Are these touching each other, by the way? Are they really close together?
No. Yeah. They are not touching at all. The island's about 11 feet long, so there's plenty of space, and they're each 16-inch squares at the base.
Yeah, I think they were not properly adjusted when they were first put in. You've got to get up to where they attach to the ceiling, and however the attachment is done, you may have to loosen it
and twist that rod until it lines up where you want it and tighten up again. That's the only option I think I can offer you at this point.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
We've got Dana in Massachusetts on the line who's dealing with some peeling paint. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, on our north side where it gets very little sunlight, we were painting it. It was painted before, but we were repainting it and where it was chipping. And we did put down some primer first, and then we painted it. And then it keeps bubbling and chipping after we're done painting it.
Wow. So even though you put down primer, it still seems to keep separating. Is it separating from a layer deeper than the primer coat? Like, cause sometimes with multiple coats of paint, it'll break down deeper in the surface, like one of the earlier coats of paint.
I don't think it is. Someone said that what they thought might have happened is the first time it was painted, that the painters might have painted it. I don't even know if they put primer down. They might have put one coat, and they might have painted it right after a rainstorm when the wood was still wet.
Well, maybe, maybe not. But the thing is, if they didn't prime it, then that's the reason it's separating. Primer is always really important because it really makes the color coat stick, so to speak. So if you've
right.
got peely paint, there's no way that you can go over that with new paint because you can't put good paint over bad paint. It's
right.
just going to continue to peel. So you got to get down to a surface that's below all that loose stuff. Now, if it's a big area, you can prime the whole thing. If it's small areas that are sort of separated, then you can do what's called spot priming. And just to be absolutely certain, when you go to the home center or the paint store, I would get a bonding primer, which is very adhesive, and it really sticks to those old surfaces no matter what's there. And then once that's all set up, then you can go ahead and put another finish coat on top, and you should be good to go.
So we'd have to completely, like, strip the paint, is what you're saying, and then
I
put
am.
Down?
Yep, I am. Unfortunately, if it's not sticking, it's not sticking. You just can't go over it. It's just going to be worse.
Bonding primer, you said, and then
yes.
Paint it again?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And that'll solve it. Yeah, you got it, Dana. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Well, if you've ever had a tub or a shower leak, you might know that these can be tricky to diagnose and to fix. Now, the reason is that they're inconsistent is that sometimes they leak and sometimes they don't. And the reason for this, though, is very consistent. Tubs and showers leak because of small gaps that develop in the grout of the tile walls or simply in the caulked seam around the lip of the tub itself.
Now, for the walls, what happens is that as the water hits your body, it splashes back against those walls, and it lands in those little gaps between the tile where the grout may have fallen out. It's amazing how little of a spot you need to cause a leak. It could be as little as maybe a half of an inch of missing grout. That water finds its way in there, works its way down the back of that tile, and causes a leak. But the good news is it's an easy fix. All you need to do is regrout the wall in that spot, which is a really easy project.
Yeah, now for the tub, caulk can separate from either the top edge of the tub or the bottom edge of the tile, and that's going to allow the water to get behind those seams. Now, the solution there is to remove all of that old caulk and then fill the tub up with water so that it gets weighed down. I mean, it's kind of the same exact way that it gets weighed down when you're standing in it.
That's right. And once it's filled, you can re-caulk the tub and then let it dry. And then, after you let it dry, let the water out. The reason you're waiting is because you want all that weight of that water to pull that tub down, stretch it down, and when it comes back up, it's going to compress the caulk, and it will be sure to seal out any future leaks. It's also a lot less likely to pull away from, you know, all the use and all the wear and tear of people getting in and out of the tub and sort of stretching it out. So that tip has never, never done me wrong. Always fill a tub with water, caulk it, then let the tub drain after the caulk is dried.
Maria in Florida is on the line, who's looking for a easier way to clean some windows around the house.
Yes, I'm lazy. and I've been reading the ads, you know, and spray and forget. Is there a window cleaner that I can use on the outside that I could just spray and then forget?
Okay. Yeah, so spray and forget's a fine product, and that's designed to clean mold and mildew and algae and moss off of siding and roofs and surfaces like that and sidewalks. In terms of windows, so you're looking for a product you spray on and just does the cleaning for you, and I'm not aware of anything that does exactly that. I think that is a job that is always, once and forever, going to need our own personal touch.
Well, I mean, I feel like anything that you're going to spray on and leave on is going to leave a streak, because you know it's, you've got to completely remove whatever cleaning formula you put on there. Otherwise, it will streak or cloud or do something unusual. So that's the issue with cleaning glass. It's not like a product you can spray on a siding and let it sort of do the work.
Yeah, there's a line of products that we like. They're cleaning products, including window cleaners, made by a company called Jaws, J-A-W-S. It's JawsCleans.com. These are products that where they sell you the concentrate and a mix and a bottle, and for a fraction of the cost of buying one that's already mixed up at the store, you can get a dozen or more bottles full of this stuff by mixing it yourself with the concentrate. And I like it because it doesn't leave any streaks. And I told the guy that owns the company, who I've become friendly with, that I keep a bottle on my desk in my office because I clean computer screens and glasses with it. So you might want to take a look at that, JawsCleans.com. And that might be a product that's so easy to use that it wouldn't be so bad for you to have to clean those windows yourself.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. I have like 20 windows, and I don't want to clean them.
You know, you can always hire a pro. There's folks out there that's all they do. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Okay, thank you.
Randy in Missouri's on the line. Now, Randy, you've got some questions about a new metal roof. All right, what's going on over there?
Yeah, I had a metal roof put on. A few years ago, my wife and I decided to go with the metal roof.
Okay.
The contractors came, and the first thing he wanted to do is take out the two hurly birds on top of my roof.
Okay.
Does that sound, I guess you know what that means.
I know what it is, yeah. It's a vent, and it was the right thing to do.
He covers up the two holes with the hurly birds, and now I have nothing. There's no ventilation to the top at all. My two outside vents.
Yep.
That were there when I built the house. Is that safe, or is that?
So you're talking about the gable vents at the ends of the building?
Right, yes.
That's what you have now, yeah. So, look, first of all, I will tell you that what you're calling that whirly bird, that vent that, like, spins on top of the roof, is the least efficient, least effective vent you could have possibly have had. So I wouldn't think twice about covering those up, period, because they really just don't do that much. Now, if your attic is really hot in the summer and really cold in the winter, it might be that you need additional venting. Now that you have a metal roof, I would have told you to put in a ridge vent down the peak of that roof, but the fact that you don't have one now is not kind of a deal breaker. Just make sure that if you don't have it, that you add this, and that's soffit vents at the overhang, where the roof overhangs the exterior wall, because you want to let air in low and then exhaust it out high.
I think I do have some of that soffit has holes in it.
Yep, with holes in it, yes.
But the insulation runs right up to it.
Right. So the solution there, Randy, is something called an insulation baffle. It's kind of like a cardboard sleeve or a foam sleeve, and it's designed to be pressed underneath the roof sheathing right up against that exterior wall frame. So it sort of pushes the insulation down, squishes it on purpose right where those vents are, and this way the ventilation can get past that insulation and work its way up into the roof, because the air that blows across, the wind blows across your house, and it blows in those soffit vents, and then we'll go up into that attic space and exit at those gable vents that you have on the end. So I don't think you lost any efficiency taking out those whirly bird vents. I only suggest that you install these baffles to make sure that your soffit vents have the access that they need to do the job.
Okay. Well, that answered my questions.
All right. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. If you've been thinking about a remodeling project and you're wondering what the heck you should be doing with your ceiling, well, maybe start giving drop ceilings a careful look. We're going to explain why when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Home Solutions Live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. What projects would you like to get done this fall? And let us help by reaching out at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
All right, we've got Michelle on the line who wants to do a special bathroom for the kids. Tell us about the project.
Well, we want to update it. So we're going to paint. I've already got new linen. but because I have boys, young boys.
I have the same.
I'm wondering what kind of flooring we should put in there because of overspills from the tub.
Oh, you were very kind in mentioning that first.
Leslie, I don't know if it's possible to have a totally little boy-proof floor.
I don't know, something without grout lines that absorbs every scent of everything. I'm telling you, the boy bathroom issue is a problem. And, you know, it grosses me out every day. Every darn day. So for bathroom floors, I mean, your first bet is obviously something that's, you know, waterproof or at least water resistant. So tile people tend to go to first, but there's also laminates or EVPs or water resistant sort of fabricated floorings that can look like a variety of things. Now, if you are going to go with a tile, please make sure it's glazed and not unglazed because that will just absorb everything and be an issue. And you also want to try, I know with grout lines on the floor, they tend to go wider with the sanded grout because of the floor. But if there's any way to avoid them being so wide or be sure to seal them immediately so that anything that spills on the floor, whether it comes from the tub or from the human children, does not get absorbed into the floor and cause an issue. I mean, it really depends on the look that you're going for, but the main thing we're looking at here is durability and cleanability.
Yes, those are my issues because right now we've got linoleum tile in the bathroom, and it just needs to be replaced.
You know, Michelle, I just recently got a chance to check out a new product from LL Flooring that's called Dervana, and it's a composite flooring. Now, I'd never seen a composite flooring product before, so I was interested. Now, this stuff is only about $4 a square foot. And I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with its durability. First of all, it's 100% waterproof. But this is what I do to test flooring. I did a little bit of work on the Money Pit test lab. First of all, I took a hammer and I swung it full force 5 or 6 times, and I couldn't dent the stuff. So that's good, right? Next, I took a piece of sandpaper, 120 grit. I put it on the bottom of my vibrating sander, and I tried to sand the finish. So if you can imagine years of dirt being ground into floors, I thought that was a pretty fair test, and it didn't take off the finish. It didn't even affect it one iota. And finally, I took a utility knife, brand new. I did a little video on this, and I showed me using it to cut sandpaper in one swipe. Then I must have swiped it across this floor about 20 times, and the scratches didn't show at all. So I was really impressed with this stuff, especially at the price and the fact that it's 100% waterproof. It's not out just at this moment, but it's coming out very soon. So you might want to take a look at that as an inexpensive flooring option for this bathroom.
Great. Do we just get it at, like, our local hardware stores?
No, it's an LL Flooring product, so you can go to llflooring.com or to one of the LL Flooring stores. They've got about 400 or so odd stores across the country.
I wish you good luck. I'd like to say it gets easier. I have a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old, and it's still terrible.
So. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Well, guys, have you been thinking about a remodeling project and wondering what to do with your ceiling? I bet there's probably one ceiling type that you're definitely not considering. A drop ceiling, right?
Yeah, you know, we get it. They're old, they're dated, right? But you may want to give drop ceilings a second look because those that are coming out today can be absolutely stunning. I mean, first of all, they're not just plain flat tile anymore. Today you can actually find drop ceilings that look much more like old-fashioned tin tiles, wood paneling. I mean, so many beautiful design styles are available. Plus, with the right kind of finish, I mean, it's really hard to even tell that these are drop ceilings at all.
Oh, definitely. With a drop ceiling today, you've got tons of choices for color, for texture, for material. You know, white is generally a good color for smaller spaces because it creates a lot of openness. But if you're looking for something bold or something different, take a look at the colored tiles and the textured tiles. They can be a really interesting design idea.
Yeah, to make sure, though, that the drop ceiling is going to work for you, first of all, you have to think about the available headspace that you've got in this room. It's not just practical consideration, but an aesthetic one as well. So you've got to look at the space above your living room windows, from the window frame to the ceiling, and consider where that drop ceiling is going to come to on that window frame. I mean, this is going to be a big design detail, so you want to make sure that it's going to fit in well.
Yeah, and another benefit of drop ceilings is that they provide for easy access to any mechanical systems like pipes and wiring, especially if the drop ceiling is being used in a basement. That's one reason drop ceilings are just so popular in that space. But remember, they're not just limited to basements because they are so gorgeous today, they can really work anywhere in your home.
Tom in New Jersey is on the line and has a question about return on investments when it comes to projects. And it's not you, Tom. We actually have a Tom. What's going on?
I hear you talking about return on investment when it comes to renovations. And, for example, if you say a big bathroom has a 50% return on investment for a renovation, I assume that means that if you sell your home, you're going to get back 50% of what you put into that extra on that bathroom. In other words, different than like in the world of finance, where if someone says you're getting a 50% return on investment, you would get back the full capital that you put up front plus another 50%. So I don't know, is the definition different when talking about renovation budgets?
That's a really excellent question, Tom. And yeah, what it means is kind of how you first described it. In other words, if we say that a bathroom gives you a 50% return on your investment, actually it's higher, but let's say for argument's sake, it's 50%. That means if you sell your home, and if you sell your home within a pretty short period of time, by the way, and the National Association of Realtors started this cost versus value survey idea a while ago with Remodeling Magazine. And that's kind of how they determined. They said, well, you know, if I put $10,000 into a bathroom and then I sell my house in a year, I will technically be able to charge $5,000 more than if I hadn't put the 10 grand in. So that's what they mean by return on investment when it comes to remodeling. But generally speaking, we have these numbers so that they could be compared relatively to each other. In other words, sometimes people think that everything, every dime they put into a house is going to give them a good ROI. But I have sad news, Leslie. The man caves, they don't really give you much of an ROI. The bathrooms, yeah, definitely.
But they bring happiness. Doesn't that matter for something?
I think so. I think it definitely does.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. This is the first weekend of November. November, you guys, I can't even believe it. It's like the time just keeps a-flying super quickly. But we're heading into the best time of year. So many beautiful things, so much fun times with family and friends. So let us help you make your Money Pit the home that you love. Coming up this hour, guys, thermostats, they can make the difference between a costly heating bill and one that is not so expensive. So we're going to share a strategy to help you avoid the top three thermostat mistakes without giving up any comfort.
That's all coming up when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Perhaps you're actually in the process of a project or you're thinking of one. Well, whether you're doing or you're dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow at The Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we're going to head over to Nebraska. James is on the line with us and has some questions about insulation. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Hey, just curious. I've done some reading. Some of that spray foam, there's some fumes apparently possibly coming off some of that. Do you know what's out there and what that can cause and some of the problems they're having with that?
I know of one case that was, I believe, in Canada where there was potentially some material that was improperly mix, but it certainly is not a widespread situation. I personally have isonine spray foam insulation in my crawl spaces, in my basement, and in my attic, and across my kitchen roof, and I am very, very happy with it. It's been very effective for us. So I personally would say you could use a name brand insulation like that without fear of any type of off-gassing. I don't think it's a concern whatsoever.
Okay, I guess that was my only concern because it looks like it's a really good way to go. But after, you know, seeing a little bit of that, I was a little hesitant. So, well,
yeah, I mean, if you deal with a good contractor with a good reputation and a good product like isonine, I think you'll be fine. I actually have photos of the project on MoneyPit.com. If you search for the Money Pit Insulation Guide, you'll see photos of the isonine going into the spaces. And we had a really complicated house. We had flat roof sections where the roof structure was open up for the outside and sprayed down across the ceiling and then closed in. We had a traditional attic, and then we also had an attic that over the kitchen that was not accessible. So in that case, the plywood was taken off from the outside, and once again, we sprayed down across the kitchen and then re-roofed the place. So it was kind of an interesting project, but we saw huge differences pretty much right away after the product had dried.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for taking my question, too.
You're welcome, James. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, thermostats can definitely make the difference between an expensive heating bill and one that is much more reasonable. To help you maximize your energy savings, we thought it would be helpful to share the top three common mistakes that people make time and time again with their thermostats that cost them big bucks.
Yeah, here's the first mistake that people make. It's trying to heat or cool your home faster. You know, like you're setting your thermostat above or below that temperature that you actually want because you think, oh, it's going to help my house cool down quicker or it's going to heat up faster. But it actually can cost you more money without actually speeding up the process at all. For example, let's say you get home and it's like 60 degrees and you want that temperature up to 72. However, you're like super in a hurry, so you crank that thermostat to 80 thinking, all right, it's just going to go way faster because I've asked it to be 80 degrees. Well, the problem there, guys, is that it won't. And setting the temperature to 80 degrees, your heat will end up having to run longer to hit that desired temperature, and that's going to cost you more money to heat, cool, whatever it is that you're working on right there in the house.
Yeah, because once people turn it up, they forget to turn it down until all of a sudden they get too hot, and by then you've wasted a whole boatload of money. All right, mistake number two, leaving your thermostat on the same setting. For convenience, some people like to set it and forget it, right? But this can actually cost you quite a bit of money. If you leave the house for more than 8 hours at a time, but your thermostat is set the same temperature, you're basically paying for heating of an empty house. Now, if you take that 8-hour time frame, you multiply it by however many days you're gone per month, you can see my point. It really adds up. So instead, always use the clock setback thermostat settings to set your thermostat 7 to 10 degrees lower in the winter when you were away. And when you get home, set the thermostat back up to your normal comfortable setting.
All right, now here's mistake number three. Changing your thermostat too often. Now, if you micromanage those thermostat settings, you're going to eat up more energy, and that's going to cost you more money. Some people love to kind of ride that thermostat, putting it up, putting it down, and sort of a never-ending search to find that perfect temperature. Well, the problem is that you're just going to end up running your heating system longer than you need to, and that's going to waste a ton of money. Plus, what's the perfect temperature? I like one, you like another, the kids like something else. Where do we agree?
Exactly. Well, listen, guys, the smartest way to save energy and to stay comfortable is to get an Energy Star rated clock setback thermostat. These smart thermostats are automatically able to tell when you were home, when you were away, to detect movement in the house, and they can adjust the thermostat accordingly. So you always have that perfect setting every single time.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, are you tired of waiting for your shower water to turn hot when you turn it on first thing in the morning? Well, we're going to share a tip for speeding up that hot water next.
You live in the Money Pit.
Kick off your Veterans Day weekend, Thursday, November 9th, 6 p.m., Anderson VFW. Each dinner by Rock and Pee gets you a 1 in 500 chance to win a Sundance Spa package worth $10,000. Auction fundraiser with great prizes, including firearms by Shasta County Gun Owners, chapter of California Rifle and Pistol Association. Tickets in Reading at Rejuvenate Pools and Spas or Jones Fort. Donate or volunteer, call 883-SPAS, 883-SPAS.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has strived to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Reading, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Details.
Where Home Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Larry from Connecticut wrote into Team Money Pit, and he's asking, I need to replace two 14-year-old water heaters in my attic and want to minimize wait time for hot water on the far side of the house. Should I use a circulating pump or a tankless water heater?
Hey, that's a great question. Think about how much time and water is wasted every time you do this. There are really two solutions. First, there is a product at Home Depot and other retailers called the Watts Hot Water Recirculating System. And it basically provides instant hot water to every faucet or shower in the home. And it's pretty easy to install. It basically creates an additional loop of pipe that moves that warm water from the water heater to the fixtures. Now, it can be done on a timer, so it's not costing you a lot of extra money to heat more water than you need. But it will work and work very well. The other way to go is to continue to have two water heaters, but go tankless and relocate them closer to the actual rooms they serve. We see this more and more today in new construction because those new water heaters are like the size of kitchen cabinets or smaller. They're so tiny, these tankless water heaters. I mean, we have one that's called a combi that not only heats our hot water, but it heats all our boilers too. So it basically heats all the radiators in the house. So they're real small. They're real efficient. But of course, they are more expensive. So depending on your situation, there's a couple of options for you to move that water along quickly.
All right. Now we've got Joanne in Illinois who writes, my house was built in 1960, and there's no exhaust fan in any of the bathrooms. I'd like to put up crown molding in the bathrooms, but I'm worried it will swell from the moisture. Is there a certain type I should use?
Yeah. First, let's address this issue of no ventilation in the bathroom. That's a really bad idea. I would definitely recommend that you find a way to get an exhaust fan. If you can't put it in the ceiling, you could also put it in the wall. I'm presuming it's on an exterior wall. In terms of the products, yes, there is a product called Easy Crown Molding. Remember the stuff, Leslie? It's like an extruded crown molding, and you adhere it to the wall with caulk. It works really well, and when it's all painted, you can't tell it's not wood.
Not at all.
I'd rather have this than wood because wood's going to expand and contract and not hold the paint as well as a composite product. So you can check out their website. It's simply easycrownmolding.com. I think it works, and it works really well. But, you know, back to that issue with no ventilation, you're going to have a lot more issues aside from the molding if you don't have vents in that room. You're going to get much more mold growth. That's going to get kind of disgusting and keep the place really dirty. You get condensation, which leaves a lot of water stains, especially if you have hard water, leave a lot of water stains on your fixtures, on your faucets. I mean, for all those reasons, you really need better ventilation in that space. We get calls time and time again about people that just are so tired of cleaning the tile or cleaning the shower curtains. They get just all soaked through with algae and moss and lichen and mold because they don't have enough ventilation. So I really encourage you to find a way to improve that as much as you possibly can.
All right, Joanne, I hope that helps. A lot of times they're just like, hey, you've got a window that's groovy. But Tom's right, you really do need to move that moisture out of the bathroom so that you'll end up with a nice bathroom for a long time.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of the beautiful fall day with us. We hope you're enjoying the weather wherever you are and you're enjoying improvements that you might be making to your home or enjoying just thinking about the improvements you'd like to make. It's a great time to think about painting and decorating inside your house, new flooring, things like that. Also a good time to think about taking a look at that insulation and making sure it's up to snuff so you stay comfortable all winter long. But remember, whatever project is on your to-do list, you can put it on ours whenever you reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask. But for now, it's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean delay. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The war in Gaza, the subject of a visit by Secretary of State Blinken today in Jordan.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken walked into a bustling hall in Amman as he prepared to join a meeting of Arab foreign ministers. The Jordanian and Egyptian foreign ministers urged an immediate ceasefire to stop the growing death toll in Gaza. Blinken, however, took the position that that would be counterproductive, saying,
"Ceasefire now. Would simply leave Hamas in place, able to regroup and repeat what it did on October 7th.
Blinken made clear the furthest he would go was supporting a humanitarian pause. I'm Karen Chamas.
A strong 5.6 earthquake shook northwestern Nepal with at least 128 people reported dead, dozens more injured. Rescuers are continuing to search mountain villages, but expect the death toll to rise, saying communication was cut off with many of those villages. Earlier on Saturday, Florida was the center of the GOP fight for the White House.
At the Republican Florida Freedom Summit in Orlando, former President Trump is working to expand his support and bury the presidential aspirations of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis has been struggling in the polls, as Trump had predicted even before DeSantis had announced his candidacy.
Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%.
Trump has picked up endorsements from Florida Senator Rick Scott and state lawmaker Randy Fine, who had been a longtime DeSantis ally. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, the Supreme Court scheduled to take up another ban on gun attachments that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like machine guns violates federal law. Arguments are expected next year over a gun bump stock regulation the Justice Department implemented after the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting. More at townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Over 70 companies and trade groups sign off on a letter saying a proposed update to the EPA's air quality standards could severely harm American industry.
Steve Malloy with the Energy and Environment Legal Institute says it is climate fraud and a testament to the corruption of the scientific community. If finalized, the regulation would place the EPA in control of state and local economies. States not in compliance would have to get approval from the agency to develop new factories. The states most adversely impacted are Texas, California, and Michigan.
Tayshia Stevens reports two areas the EPA proposes to regulate are forest fires and tire friction on roads. All signs point to a relatively solid holiday season for America's small businesses, yet owners of the businesses appear to have a collective anxiety about the months ahead. They fear consumers have run through their pandemic savings and might cut back this holiday season. More at townhall.com. An Arkansas man arrested after allegedly trying to crash through the exit gates of a South Carolina nuclear plant.
The Oconee County Sheriff's Office says Doyle Wayne Wisenhunt, taken into custody at an abandoned home in Pickens County, South Carolina. The 66-year-old Wisenhunt has now been charged with one count each of attempted murder, malicious injury to personal property, and unlawful entry into an enclosed place related to the incident at the Oconee Nuclear Station. Jason Walker reporting.
Kimberly Mata Rubio's 10-year-old daughter was one of the 19 killed and two teachers last year's mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Now, Mata Rubio getting her start in politics at the local level. She's running to become the city's first ever female mayor. She'll face a former mayor and an elementary school teacher when elections are held on Tuesday. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by the Metal Roofing Alliance. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I have a question for you. What are you planning for this weekend? Is it a home improvement project that you want to get done? Well, if it is, you're in the right place because it just so happens that's what we do. We're always picking up the hammers and picking up the saws and picking up the paintbrushes and getting something done around our money pits. And if you need help tackling your project, reach out to us with your questions. You can do that by going to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's episode, is your laundry coming out of the dryer feeling damp or maybe looking wrinkled? We've got some dryer hacks that can put a whole new spin on the best way to dry your clothes.
And if you'd like to protect your home against anything Mother Nature can throw at it, installing a metal roof can do just that. We're going to share the latest options in metal roofs.
And if you guys love the look of greenery around the outside of your house, but seem to have only a black thumb when it comes to getting that green to flourish inside your house, we have a solution.
But first, do you love your home, but sometimes feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing money into for home improvements and repairs? We get it. We can help, though, you guys. We can help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. No project is too big or too small for us to lend a hand. So let us know what you are working on this fall weekend.
And you can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 or going to moneypit.com/ask.
Heading out to Missouri, we've got Diane on the line who's dealing with an old bathroom. What's happening in your older home?
Well, it's actually my son's home. He's out of the country right now, so I'm trying to help him out with some maintenance things. But it doesn't have a fan for ventilation, and so there's some renters in the house right now, and they complained of mold on the ceiling. And it's I just wonder, it's on the ground floor, and so getting to it, like from going through the ceiling to mount a ceiling ventilation fan would be kind of difficult, I think. So are there options for workarounds for having a ceiling ventilation for bathroom ventilation?
Is this bathroom on an exterior wall?
Yes.
Okay, so I presume there's a window, right?
There's a window, but it's painted shut, and it's an old, non-functioning window.
Yeah, so, I mean, unfortunately, there's a building code out there in a lot of places that says if you have a window, you don't have to have a bath fan, as if, you know, you'd be happy to have that window wide open in the winter. It's just kind of a silly thing. But, look, there's a couple of things you can do. You could install a bath fan in the exterior wall. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the ceiling. Sometimes we see these in the wall themselves. It just has to be flashed properly so it doesn't leak on the outside. I would also recommend, since you're putting it in from scratch, that you wire it to a humidistatic switch, which basically means it runs as long as it has to take the moisture out of that room after you're done showering. And since you'd have to run the wire and the switch anyway, you might as well use a humidistat. That will help. Now, you mentioned that putting it in the ceiling would be difficult. It may or may not. Depends on the direction of the floor joists above. If they happen to be perpendicular with the wall with the windows on, it might be possible to install a bath fan in that ceiling and run the duct in between those floor joists on its way sort of outside the house. Certainly a lot more difficult, but not impossible. And I've done the project myself. You've got to make sure you have the joists that are running the right direction and there's no obstructions so that you can get a duct up above that fan and then run it towards the exterior wall.
Oh, yeah, I had thought about that. So you'd be able to kind of tell, could you just use like a set finder to identify which direction the joists will run in? Okay, yeah.
You can use my favorite stud finder, which is a hammer. I'll tap on the ceiling, and you can hear where you're on the joist. And the other thing to do, another trick, is if you take a flashlight, like a pretty strong like LED flashlight, and you hold that flashlight up against the ceiling, so not pointed, but like flush, so it's like parallel to the ceiling. As that beam casts its glow across the ceiling, you'll be able to see every nail and every trowel mark and know exactly where those studs are. It shows it up really well.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
You're a good mom for taking care of your son's house while he's away.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks so much for
You're
the
welcome,
call. Anna. That's great information.
Oh, you got it. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Kenneth in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on?
Yeah, hi. I was calling about some hardwood flooring we had installed in our home. It's cupping, and we purchased the home. It had hickory floor in it, so we worked with a local floor company and tried to match the existing flooring, and we put it in four rooms, and now it seems like it started cupping, like almost immediately. And I went back to the distributor and the local installer, and he was not very copacetic, didn't want to work with us, kept putting us off. Long story short, it's been over a year, floor still cups. I understand I might be able to put a humidifier in here, or rather a dehumidifier, and it might help, but what's the solution? Is there any solution short of ripping it out and putting it back in? I think it was installed improperly.
Well, Ken, unfortunately, when wood starts to warp like that, there's not a lot you can do to kind of get it to lay back down. It's usually caused by high moisture. You said that perhaps it was improperly installed. Not sure if that's the case or not, but when it starts to twist and warp, it's usually because there's too much humidity. So one thing I would suggest you do is if you have a forced air heating system and cooling system in your house, look into picking up a whole home dehumidifier. This will work automatically to reduce the amount of humidity and moisture in your home and keep it a steady place where hopefully it won't get much worse. Now, if the wood seems to stabilize after that, you could think about sanding it. If you have it professionally sanded, it will take up the edges that are perhaps warped and sticking up a bit, help them sort of lay down. And if we get it to be stable, you may, in the long run, not even notice it anymore. But I hope that helps you out. Sorry it happened to you, but good luck with the project. And if we can help you any further, get back to us.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, when it comes to laundry, wrinkles, static, damp spots, are these all common laundry headaches that you just have to deal with?
Well, we're going to share some dryer tips that will keep your clothes looking and feeling their best next.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, whether you are doing or you're dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow along at the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Juliana, Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
For the past several years, have used silicone caulking to fill in a 1/2-inch gap between the bottom of the back door sill and the concrete walkway that comes up to it to keep water and critters from coming through.
Okay.
It breaks down very easily, so it needs to be replaced, and it's such a big gap, it really doesn't hold up well.
Right.
So I was thinking of using the expandable foam, but I was told that is not waterproof.
Yeah.
And someone else recommended using hydraulic cement to fill in that gap and make like a lip there to keep the elements out. So
the sill is the bottom sill of a door. It's not the, is it the kind of sill that could be removed off of the concrete?
No, It's already off of the concrete, but it's that gap that's there. I'm trying to find out how to fill that in.
Does it have some give when you step on it because there's a gap underneath it? Does it bend and twist at all?
Not at all. It's very sturdy.
So here's what I would do. I would get some cement, epoxy repair cement. Uh-huh. It's very adhesive, okay? It'll stick to the old concrete surface. Clean out as much as you can of what you've put in there before. And then I would very carefully, with a very small trowel, or you may be able to do this with like a putty knife, I would start to pack the underside of that sill with that epoxy patching cement until the point where it just starts to squeeze out ever so slightly from the bottom of that sill. And then I would just let it harden right in place. So two things will happen. You'll seal the gap, and also you'll reinforce that open space, because one of the reasons that the caulk falls out is because caulk is rubbery, and it's just going to bend and flex and tear away. But if you use a solid cement to fill that gap, you're not going to have this problem anymore.
Good idea. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Joe in Rhode Island, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on with your insulation?
Well, we built a new home,
yep.
And it's 2x6 construction with a truss roof.
Yep.
And I used open cell sprayed in insulation, and they come in and then they shave it all down to the studs.
Yep.
So we have a completely sealed envelope of the structure itself.
Okay.
Now when it's a truss roof, so there's really no attic, but there is a space up there.
Okay.
When you sheetrock the whole ceiling and close that off, do I need to be concerned with some sort of ventilation?
Not at all. Where did they insulate in the attic? Did they insulate under the roof itself?
They insulated the roof right to the plywood roof.
Yeah. Nope. You absolutely do not need to ventilate a spray foam house. And here's why. Because basically now that attic is a conditioned space. I have a spray foamed attic. It's terrific because it's pretty much the same temperature as the rest of the house all the time. It used to be that it was, super hot in the summer and really cold in the winter. Now it's pretty much even, Steven. And the fact that you use spray foam means that it expanded and sealed all the little cracks and gaps and crevices, so you're not going to have any problems with drafts getting in there. So you do not need to ventilate that roof.
Now, how about we have a mechanical equipment up there. I have the air conditioning unit up there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No concerns with that in that space either?
No, it'll even work better because now, when it's trying to cool in the summer, it's not going to be doing so in an attic space that's 110 degrees.
All right. I was concerned because there's absolutely no ridge vent, no soffit vent.
Yeah, no, that is done correctly, and we have to start thinking differently. Now, we use attic ventilation when we use products like fiberglass because we have to manage the moisture. But with spray foam ventilation, that is not an issue. That is now a conditioned part of your house, just like any room in your house. You may not have heating ducts up there, but it does not need to be ventilated.
Fantastic.
All right. That's a good choice.
All right. All right. Very good.
Good luck, Joe. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, warm clothes fresh from the dryer feel great. But what about the laundry that comes out wrinkled, damp, staticky? We've got 5 tips to keep your clothes and you looking your best. Now, first of all, you may be shocked in a good way to learn that aluminum foil can eliminate static. So instead of using dryer sheets, just crumple up a piece of foil into a tight, smooth ball and toss it into the dryer. It works and there's less waste because that foil can be used multiple times.
And you need to dry your clothes out as fast as possible? Well, do this. Take a clean, dry towel and add it to your wet laundry for the first 15 minutes of the drying cycle and then remove it. The dry towel absorbs some of the moisture from your clothes so they'll dry faster.
Now, are your clothes coming out of the dryer a wrinkly mess? Well, letting your dry clothes sit in the dryer too long, that's what the problem is. So go ahead, toss a handful of ice cubes into the dryer, and then run a quick cycle. The steam from those ice cubes is going to get rid of those wrinkles, and I hate to say it, guys, but another way to avoid those wrinkles is to simply fold your laundry right after they're finished drying. I mean, come on. Mine generally end up on the chair in the bedroom for at least a few hours, so I get it.
And how about this? Are your clothes always accessorized with maybe pet hair? Well, if you love Fido or Fluffy, but you don't like wearing their fur, try drying your clothes first before putting them in the washing machine. The dryer will lift off the hair before the material gets wet.
And there's nothing worse than having your sheets and blankets ball up into a big wet wad. Or, you know, the things that are sort of stuck in the corners of your fitted sheets as well. Here's a tip. If you add a few clean tennis balls into the dryer, they're going to tumble around and improve that air circulation, so any of those large items are going to dry properly. Lisa in Michigan's on the line with a window question. What's going on at your money pit?
So what I wanted to do is I wanted to put shutters on the house, but I'm not sure which color or which style.
Okay.
But the only way to fasten the shutters is to drill into the siding.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't really
okay.
want to do that, because if it doesn't work out, then I can't hold my siding.
Get holes in your siding, yeah. That's a good question. Got to get creative on this. Well, let me ask you this. If you put the shutters up, are they all going to be about the same size?
Yes.
Well, then I don't think it really matters, because the you could make sure that the drill pattern is the same no matter what style shutter you put up.
But I may find out that shutters don't work at all.
Now, Lisa, do you have any friends who are good at Photoshop?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I just didn't know if there were any fasteners that locked into the
siding. You know, there are types of fasteners that are designed to snap into vinyl siding without causing damage, and they're often used by electricians or cable TV installers, and they're actually called siding clips. And basically, they're designed to kind of hold a wire and then clip under the siding so you don't have to actually pierce the siding. You may be able to find those and you know, install some of those clips and then try to figure out a way to hang the shutter to the clip, at least temporarily, so you can, you know, have an idea as to whether or not it looks good and you're happy with it before making that commitment. So look for those vinyl siding hanging sliding clips, they're called, and maybe that will get you where you want to go. Or as Leslie said, best bet, learn Photoshop.
Steve in Hawaii, aloha. Welcome to the Money Pit.
We've got this really nice travertine tile in our kitchen and some other parts of our home, too, but the kitchen is primarily the part that I'm bothered by. And you can see spots where things have spilled. We've, you know, drops of whatever. I think lemon juice happened was one of the cases. You look at the tile, it's very nice, but if you look at it from an angle, you can see the gloss, except for these random spots about the size of a nickel that are no longer glossy, where something has spilled and basically taken the gloss off. And I wonder if there's some product or some treatment that I can do to the floor to restore the gloss, to make it look like it's a nice new floor again, or at least look better than how it looks now.
Right. Well, I mean, certainly marble does need a lot more maintenance than most other surfaces, even though people think it's really durable, it really does need cleaning and sealing and that sort of thing. Now, if you have a professional do it, they're going to come in, they're going to buff it, and it's going to look, you know, beautiful. But there are some do-it-yourself products. One of the most common manufacturers in that line is called Stone Care, and they have a number of cleaners and sealers and polishes that are designed for travertine. So I think that's a good place to start. Take a look at stonecare.com. I'm sure their products are pretty widely distributed, and I think you might find the solution there.
So do I want a sealer or a cleaner? What product am I looking for?
Well, you have cleaners, you have polish, and you have sealers, right? And it really depends on the condition of the marble. I would certainly start with a cleaner. And if you're seeing a lot of where you think the pores are really opened up, then you might want to add a sealer and then polish on top of that. But it's kind of a multi-step process, and it is a lot of work. And that's why a lot of times these solid stone, even countertops, that folks get and think that it's kind of a one-and-done thing, they're just, like, sorely disappointed, especially the first time they spill, you know, coffee or tomato juice and have a stain to deal with.
Yeah. Okay. We'll give it a try. Thanks
Good
for
luck.
Your advice.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, and it is November. You guys, we are barreling towards the holidays. You're going to have a bunch of people stopping by, whether you want them to or not. Is your house ready? Well, what can we do to help you get it ready? So give us a call, shoot us an email, whichever way you like to communicate. We are standing by to lend a hand. Coming up, if you'd like to protect your home against anything that Mother Nature wants to dish out, installing a metal roof can do just that and a lot more. We'll share the latest designs in metal roofing when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Join us at Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Through Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. For every dollar donated, RABA will provide a 50-cent match towards bus passes for our veterans. Cornerstone Community Bank for the annual RABA Salute to Veterans Community Drive-Thru Fundraising Event. Drive through and donate or give online at rabaveterans.com. See you here at Cornerstone Community Bank on November 9th.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you'd like to protect your home against anything that Mother Nature can throw at it, installing a metal roof can definitely do just that and a lot more. In fact, metal roofs last three times longer than asphalt shingle roofs, require virtually no maintenance, and are pretty much the most sustainable roof choice you can make.
Renee Ramey is the executive director of the Metal Roofing Alliance and joins us now to talk about why metal roofs are a great way to add value to your home while protecting it from hurricane or tornado force winds, as well as hail, ice, snow, and even fire. Pretty much covers it all. Welcome, Renee.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
We love metal roofs. They're so beautiful. But I think a lot of folks don't realize how they've changed since the sort of tin roofs of days of old, right?
Absolutely. A lot of people envision barn roofs. We're a long way from that.
So let's talk about some of the qualities of today's metal roofs. We mentioned the storm resistance. That's become increasingly more important than ever. Can you talk about the way metal roofs are assembled when they go on a roof and why they're so durable to high wind?
Yeah, absolutely. A quality metal roof is not just tin slapped on with some nails or some screws. They're actually metal systems, metal roofing systems. And those systems include, you know, a lot of times being fastened down with screws or clips that you cannot see before a metal roof component is attached to that. They kind of marry together. So, yeah, there's a lot of extra screws and enforcement within those metal roofing systems that make them very strong and able to just withstand whatever Mother Nature throws at it.
What about fire rating? I mean, we're seeing such more frequent occurrence in wildfires across the country. How does a metal roof stand up in that situation?
Great question. We most quality metal roofing systems are going to be rated as Class A fire, which means we like to call it ember resistant. So obviously when a burning ember falls on something that's metal, it's not going to ignite and catch fire as quickly. And certainly with metal roofs, the way they're installed, they're very tightly installed, which means that there's not a lot of opportunity, if done correctly, for embers to, you know, not just land on the roof, but, you know, get up under the eaves and things of that nature. There's certainly a lot of ways metal roofing plays into that to make it a Class A system.
Renee, you know, metal roofs can last, I think I said in my intro, three times longer than asphalt roofs. I've seen them last up to 100 years, frankly. But they're so darn durable, they do really last a long, long time, which in and of itself makes it a very sustainable choice. But one area of metal roofing technology that I am confident not too many people know about is how metal roofs have coatings on them now that reflect the UV heat that comes out of the sun. So it makes them actually a very, very cool and comfortable roof. They actually are lower temperature when you take the readings than asphalt shingle roofs. You know, anybody that's been like me, a home inspector for years, anyone that's ever been on their roof in the summer knows it just really throws a lot of heat off. Metal roofs don't do that because of the coating system. So can you explain how that works?
Yeah, there's a coating system, a whole vast array of coating systems that are referred to as cool coatings. And within that, it means that the composition of the coatings themselves, the paint colors and or the stone coating on a roof, is such that they have materials or substances within that coating that do reflect, as you said, the UV rays. So they will actually not only reflect, but there's also a term called emissivity where they will emit back out. So even if the ray isn't immediately reflected away and some heat is absorbed, the emissivity factor comes into play where, you know, the roof will offset a lot of that heat and not let it down into the home itself. So yes, cool coatings are an amazing thing, and I certainly wouldn't install a roof on a home without it.
So Renee, in addition to a metal roof lasting 50 years, what are some other ways that it can enhance your home sustainability? And, you know, how does it look from a resale standpoint?
Yeah, great question. So From a resale standpoint, the research we've done, we find that it adds at least 6% to the value of your home just by, you know, surely putting on a metal roof, and that's for the reasons related to the benefits that it provides. Beyond the increased resale value, we also see a lot of, on the sustainability or environmental front, you know, it's a lot easier to clean, certainly, you know, once a year to twice a year, depending on where you live at most, and typically very easy, just a garden hose, you know, running on it. Very, very simple clean process. Most metal roofs are made out of recycled content, some portion of recycled content, and all metal roofs at the end of their life are 100% recyclable. So from a landfill perspective, that story we like to share is asphalt roofs end up in landfill. Metal roofing does not need to end up in landfill. It can be recycled. And probably related to that a bit is in many situations on a home, a metal roof can be installed over the top of the existing asphalt roof. Again, that's not every situation, but in a lot of situations. And so that's a great thing because it saves from that asphalt roofing actually being put into a landfill when you're doing the re-roof.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've always advised against that only because I felt like it was, you know, just unnecessarily having a lot of extra weight on the house and another surface that could retain heat. But I see your point. There's another side to that, which is it's more sustainable to kind of leave it right there. So to each his own. Renee Ramey is the executive director of the Metal Roofing Alliance, and they've done a really good job of providing materials that help educate folks about metal roofing. They've got a fantastic buyer's guide on their website right now. I encourage you to check out. It's at metalroofing.com, metalroofing.com/buyer's guide. I'm sure you'll see it right there on the homepage. Renee, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and for educating us on the benefits of metal roof.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Up next, if you're sorry to see the green fade away as winter is approaching, we've got tips on the best plants for inside your home to last the season ahead when the Money Pit returns.
Live in the Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DaiciCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we all love working around our money pits. What about you? You like doing the work yourself? You like hiring somebody? What do you think? Are you a do-it-yourselfer, or are you maybe starting to become a do-it-to-yourselfer? We don't want that, you guys. We want to help you. We want to get your projects done correctly and keep all your fingers and toes intact. So come on, listen to the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get ideas, solutions to help you do things the right way. You can follow along at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Lynn in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help with the chimney. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a 1980s brick fireplace. It is surrounded by library paneling, so the brick surface area is just the hearth and a row of bricks on either side of the fireplace and perhaps two rows of bricks above the fireplace until it meets the mantle and then library paneling from there up. I want to give it a facade, and I thought about stuccoing it or plaster of Paris or perhaps tiling it. I want to attempt to do this myself, and I didn't know if I was overstepping my boundaries.
Leslie, I think the tiling is kind of a cool idea because that would be very attractive on a fireplace. I like that a lot better than stuccoing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I even like outside of tiling, you can face it with marble or a granite, and that can really look beautiful, and you can do that in a fuller sheet. They almost do it in three pieces, and that looks stunning. You can also do it in a faux stone, so it looks like a ledge stone or a river rock. You know, that really gives it some characteristic. I mean, it's gorgeous that way.
Could this go directly on top of the brick, or would I need to prep the brick? I imagine I would need to seal the brick grout lines to make it a smooth finish. Perhaps
no, because the well, I mean, the tile could pretty much go over that.
Right, and you're
adhesive.
It might
be a little tricky. Yeah, you would adhere it right to the brick. It might be a little tricky on the grout, but I don't think you have to put any kind of sheathing over it or anything like that.
Okay,
I mean,
cool. Very
I
good.
Wouldn't. I think your adhesive is going to be enough. The only instance is if you had, like, a super uneven surface. Like, I had a very old fireplace that the surface was... It almost was like a coral, but it was like this old cement stucco that looked like coral that was all uneven. And I put, you know, a cement board over that just to give me a level playing field. But if you've got an even surface, I think that's the way to go.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to try this.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to choose the best plants for inside your home this winter, the first step is really knowing your house. Which room gets west, north, south, east lighting during the day? Is it sunny in the morning versus the afternoon? And once you kind of see the patterns there, you can choose your plants accordingly.
So what type of house plants are the most popular and which work the best in varying levels of low to bright light? Here's a couple of top line tips. First off, ficus. I love ficus. I used to have a beautiful ficus tree. It's the number one plant that's most requested from nurseries, but it's not a very practical plant for a home, which I will attest to. They're difficult to maintain when they are grown in full sunlight, and they will drop a lot of dense foliage. You'll always end up having to clean up all of those leaves, which we did frequently. And I tell you what, it also gets a bit sappy, but I still love it because it's just so rich as a part of our indoor space. We had a very tall one in a room that had a cathedral ceiling, and we loved it.
Now, another thing that you should be keeping in mind is when exactly you need to repot a plant. If your plant isn't absorbing water, either it's full of roots and not absorbing properly, or it's so full of roots that there's nowhere for that water to go, and it's time to repot that plant. So when you do it, in general, you want to go up about 2 inches in pot size. You want to use potting soil, not to be confused with topsoil, which is used outside. And you want to use rocks or even pieces of a broken clay pot to line a pot with holes. This way the dirt isn't going to clog those holes, the plant can drain properly. And once you've done that, add some soil. You can go almost to the rim, then add your plant, fill with dirt to cover, and make sure you're just watering things thoroughly.
Now, if even with those tips you still are challenged on keeping houseplants alive, we've got more tips on MoneyPit.com. Just Google 13 hard-to-kill houseplants on MoneyPit.com.
George in Texas is on the line with the driveway question. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was wondering about some fairly big cracks in my concrete driveway. Anything to do with that?
So are these new cracks, George, or have they been there for a while?
Yeah, they've been there for a while. The concrete's probably 40 years old.
Okay. And how wide are the cracks? How far open are they?
Maybe a half inch.
Two things. Number one, you can repair these, and Quikrete makes a number of products that can help. But one thing that you want to do is, because the cracks are so wide, is you're going to have to insert what's called a backer rod in there first, which is like a very small foam tube. And you press that down until it's about a half inch below the surface, or maybe 3/8 of an inch below the surface. And then you can use a flowable urethane caulk on top of that. And the reason you're putting the backer rod in there is so that you don't lose a lot of the joint sealing material down, all the way down to the ground. And once you do this, and if you do it right, then that seal will expand and contract and it won't crack again. Okay, so you stuff the crack with a backer rod, and then you repair it with a urethane sealant.
Okay, what is it I'm putting first in the crack?
It's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube.
Oh, okay.
It's like a styrofoam tube, and it comes in different diameters, just to fill the gap.
I see, okay. And then all the smaller ones, just don't do that. Put the second item in there.
And then you apply the flowable urethane, okay, and that ought to do it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're only using your microwave to heat up leftovers, you might be missing out on some other very handy uses. We're going to share that next on the Money Pit.
You live in the Money Pit.
I'm Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
A
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For details.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your home improvement project. So help yourself first by reaching out to us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask.
Lisa in Texas reached out to the Money Pit and she says, I recently bought a home that was built in 1960 and I'm noticing that some of the original outlets have only two prongs while others have three. Why is this and will it limit what I can plug into them?
That's a very good question. It's a common issue, and here's the difference, Lisa. Both kinds of outlets feature hot and neutral wires, but the three-prong outlets have a grounding wire, while the two-prong outlets don't. And since the three-prong outlets have this grounding wire, they are much, much safer to use than the two-prong outlets. You can't just put in a three-prong outlet into a house that's wired for two, because, again, you're missing that additional grounding feature.
All right, I hope that helps you out. It's all in the name of keeping you safe. Now, here we go. We've got Bill wrote in. He lives in Hagerstown, Maryland, saying, I just had a new concrete driveway put in, and I want to know if I should apply a sealer, and if so, what kind?
Yep. I mean, definitely. Regularly sealing your concrete surface is an excellent method for safeguarding its longevity. You know, not only does it aid in the prevention of cracks, but it also maintains its initial appearance, and it will shield it from staining and other damage that can be caused by the weather. Now, acrylic sealers are really the best. They give you good performance at a cost-effective price. They are also frequently combined with epoxies or polyurethanes or silicones to enhance their performance, their durability, and their water resistance. It's really important, though, that when you choose your sealer, you make sure it says vapor permeable on the can. That means that if you get some moisture in that driveway, which you're ultimately going to do, it will evaporate itself right back out the way it came in and not stay on the concrete, freeze, expand, and cause cracks.
All right, that's a great tip because, Bill, winter's on its way, and it can do a lot of damage.
Well, if you're only using your microwave to heat up leftovers, you might be missing out on some other very handy uses. Leslie has tips on what those are in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, guys, a microwave is a great appliance to have for heating up your leftovers, warming soup, all making popcorn, all those great things. But did you know that you can disinfect your sponges and get rid of that funky smell in a microwave? Well, here's what you do. You just soak those sponges in a water and vinegar mix and then zap them for a minute. You can also do the same with a cutting board. Just rub a little lemon on it, heat it for a minute, and say goodbye to last night's raw chicken germs. Now, have you ever found that you go to get the honey because you're making a cup of tea because it's autumn and you want to relax, but that jar of honey's all crystallized and solid? Well, you can bring it back to life on medium power for 30 seconds. You can also cut grilling time on potatoes if you heat them for 2 minutes and bell peppers for just 1 minute before you put them on the grill. You just have to make sure that you use oven mitts when you take things out of the microwave because things do get crazy hot. Sometimes dishes get crazy hot, and you want to just avoid getting a nasty burn. Now, another great tip for your microwave is to warm up citrus fruits. Not only is this going to help release the juice when you're using them in recipes, but it also helps release the oils in the skin for zesting or flushing out just that pleasant scent when you're displaying those citrus fruits in a pretty bowl. I mean, it really does make them very nice. It's a beautiful, all-natural air freshener. Who doesn't love the smell of fresh oranges and lemons? So that's a great trick, and there's some other fun things you could be doing with the microwave.
Great tips. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you guys looking for an easy way to make your heating system more efficient, maybe spend a little less money on heating this winter? Well, it could be as simple as changing your furnace filter, but not all of those filters are created equal. We're going to share how to pick out the one that's right for your house on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.